Welcome to this week's Point Community Church Sunday Sermon. If you'd like to learn more about the Point Community Church, please visit our website at tpcc.org.au.
Well, good morning. My name's Steve Kovitz, and I'm the lead pastor here, and it's my pleasure to bring us the Christmas message. But just before we do, it is great to see you all here this morning. I love Christmas Day, and so it's wonderful to be celebrating with you. And just before I get stuck into the Christmas message for this year, Merry Christmas, everybody. That is one of my favourite things to do every year. Like, it actually gives me this great sense of joy to stand before you, greet you with those words, Merry Christmas. And then I see all your merry faces giving me Merry Christmas back. Like, this is a great moment of joy. There is something special about greeting one another with those two words, Merry Christmas. Do you know we're actually wishing each other cheer? We're wishing each other joy. We're wishing each other happiness. It's a good thing for us to enjoy this moment. Merry Christmas. It's good for us to enjoy that. And at the same time, it's loving for us to remember that for some in this room, this moment is anything but merry. Maybe this is your first Christmas without a loved one who's passed away. Maybe you're in the middle of a serious relationship breakdown. Perhaps the cost of living crisis has cost you your job, has cost you your business. Maybe you're here this morning and you're suffering deep depression. It's good just to be able to get out of the house for once. And the last thing you want is the guy up the front telling you to be merry. And so here's what I want to do with this year's Christmas message. I want to reassure you that it is good for your soul to enjoy a moment, to enjoy moments of Merry Christmas, while at the same time, to know that you and I live in a world where there are difficult circumstances. At the Point Church, this day is a culmination of a four-week preaching series called The Missing Piece. And we've been brutally honest as a church family. We are missing peace. I mean, even in the most loving relationship we have, there's conflict. And then if we're to zoom out to our neighbours, to our schoolmates, to our work colleagues, if we're to zoom out to our culture, our country, our world, we live and breathe without peace, with the opposite of peace. Peace is missing. But today is Christmas. And on Christmas, Christians remember the birth of Jesus. I was here yesterday and there was no baby in the manger. Today there is. We remember the birth of Jesus on Christmas. And Jesus has many names. When you're as important as Jesus, you are worthy of many, many names. And one of the names of Jesus is Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. And so with the arrival of Jesus comes the arrival of peace. And friends, it is really, really, really important we know this peace. But just don't take my word for it. Let's read that passage again. I'm going to read out the Luke 2 passage. And this time as I read it, I want you to imagine being there. Being there in the paddock, being there with the angel, being there with the shepherds as I read. And in the same region that Jesus was born, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. Now, let's just stop there. This really happened. An angel appeared in that paddock. This really happened. The dark night paddock was filled with light, like as a lighthouse was going off, but it was glory. This really happened. Imagine you were there. You would be frightened too. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Now, angels are messengers from God. God uses angels to send messages. And so note, and this is really important, God sent a message to these frightened shepherds. "Fear not, I have good news of great joy. Fear not, God loves you. And so he's bringing you good news of great joy." What is this good news of great joy? Well, the angel went on to say, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, someone who's going to save, who is Christ the Lord, someone who is King. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." What is this good news of great joy? Jesus has been born. Billions of people have been born. But there is only one birth that has been announced by an army of angels singing a glorious song. And remember, this really happened. Thousands of angels gave the greatest concert ever. Why? What is so special about the birth of Jesus? Now, that's a great question. You guys always ask good questions. Thank you. And I could answer it in several ways, but this Christmas, I want to answer it from the perspective of the angels. Remember, angels are messengers from God. Angels are supernatural beings that have been watching earth from the very beginning. And so angels know that we have mucked things up. Angels know that God is good. Angels know that God is love. God loves to love. God loves to bless. But we muck things up. And here's where I need to push in a little on a fairy tale we all believe in. You see, none of us want to think that we are responsible for the mess that the world is in. Sure, those two men two Sundays ago at Bondi, they're responsible. Yes, there are evil people in the world, but not you and I. And I want to agree with that to a point. Don't mishear me. I am not comparing you and I to a terrorist. But let's be honest. And so I'll be transparent with you. I do things that I don't want to do. I mean, just ask my family. My youngest calls me out regularly for my behavior in traffic. But here's the scary bit. I've done things. I think things that I am deeply ashamed of. And so do you. None of us want a movie played right now of our inner thought life for everyone to watch. We all carry guilt and shame. And the angels know all of this. The angels have been watching from the beginning of time. The angels know our guilt and shame, our guilt and shame that separate us from God's love. But what they didn't know until the night when Jesus was born was, how the heck is God going to fix the chasm between God's love and our guilt and shame? And 2,000 years ago, God made an announcement of good news, of great joy. The Son of God became human. Jesus became our representative. You see, the good news of great joy involves both Christmas and Easter. The baby who was born in a manger is the man who died on the cross. The man who died on the cross is the king who was raised from the dead. That there is good news of great joy because Jesus is Savior and King. Jesus is the one who can save us from all our guilt and shame. Jesus is the one who can bring us into all of God's love. Jesus is the one who knows all those things that you do not want anybody else to know about you. Jesus knows them. And he says, it's okay. That is why I died for you. So, why is there still missing peace today? You see, God is good. God is really, really, really good. The greatest joy, the greatest happiness, the greatest merriment you will ever know is by being in a relationship with your Creator. And for centuries, the angels have been watching humanity's separation with God. But on that night, that first Christmas night, the angels watched the arrival of peace between humanity and God. And friends, that peace was and is worthy of our greatest chorus. Glory be to God. He's done it. He's done it. And peace on earth to all those with whom he is pleased. This is a peace that we long for. And so again I ask, well, why isn't there peace today? Well, for the same reason there wasn't peace on earth before Jesus was born. Us humans have a pathological tendency to find joy, to find security, to find significance apart from our Creator. You know, rather than find love by serving the one who made us, we would rather the one who made us serve us. All of our horizontal problems stem from our vertical problem. But God is good. God is loving. God is loving. God is patient. He sent his Son. And with the arrival of Jesus, peace with God is now possible. There is missing peace. But because we separate ourselves from the source of all true peace. Friends, God is good, And he does extend his peace to every single one of us. If you are not yet a Christian, I beg you, get to know Jesus. He will bring you a peace you cannot imagine. And for my fellow Christians, well, let's join those angels. Let's join those messengers. Let's be merry, merry messengers. We have good news of great joy for all people. Amen? Amen. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Oh, Father, you are an amazing God. You could have walked away from your creation. You could have wiped us all out. You could have done all sorts of things, but you chose to send your Son so that we could be restored into the peace, into the love, into the relationship that we're made for, that we long for. And so this Christmas 2025, I pray for all of us. Would you help us just step into your peace, step into a relationship with your Jesus? For those yet to do that, would Christmas 2025 be the time? For those of us who have, help us just keep stepping in. Father, all glory to you. You are in the highest. You are worthy of all our praise. And so, Father, we just thank you that you have sent joy into the world. All praise be to you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for our latest sermon, or better yet, join us live at 9:30 or 5 p.m. Sunday. You can find all the details on our website at tpcc.org.au.